Well, good morning. It is 5:49 a.m. No, you heard that right. 5:49 a.m. on Friday, March 3rd, 2023. 37 degrees, which is... and 2-3 degrees Celsius. 93% humidity. I can feel it too. There's a chill. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I was up at 5. Don't know why, just was. I kind of know why. My head's kind of spinning. Had a lovely date with Allie last night. Better. Jesus, dude. Well, I guess at 6 o'clock in the morning you can do that in downtown Portland. But we met at Oliver Twist. Got there early and had an espresso martini waiting for her to... for when she sat down. Had pre-dinner drinks. Went to Piazza Italia. God, that place is amazing. There's something magical about the way they make their food. There's a lot of love in that. It's not cookie cutter. It feels like every dish they serve you is your dish. It's like sitting down at a family dinner. So food was fabulous. Then we went back to Oliver Twist and had another martini nightcap. And then I walked her back to her car. And I really didn't want the evening to end. Not that I wanted to take her back to my apartment, because I did, but mostly I was just really enjoying being out with somebody in that capacity. I'm really enjoying dating. It's like I said, it's not an experience that I have a lot of experience with. But that process of getting to know someone. Morning. And being attracted to them and the awareness of a mutual attraction is... It's exciting. It's... That's not the word. It's... affirming, life-affirming. I mean, we interact with people all the time. We have a multitude, a plethora, a cornucopia of relationships in our lives. Everything from non-belligerent acquaintances to, you know, passionate lovers and lifelong friends and family. The spectrum of connection in our lives is, it's enormous. It's a tapestry, a tangle. And I guess it's, I don't know, I've not, you know, with Muse, we had history together. We had shared experiences prior to that kindling of passion and love. And that was, that's a very different type of engagement of of relationship. I don't have that with Allie. I'm building that now. I mean, Powell's, I mean, we had, it's not like we were strangers, but we're building all of that one date at a time. And that's new for me. And yeah. So there will be more dates. There will be more discoveries. We're a long way from having that what's the word? I noticed it with her and her partner at OMSI. There's a shorthand that people who know each other have shared life together for any amount of time fall into. Assumptions based on repetitive experience. Knowledge of preference and, you know, phrases that have meaning just to them because they've shared it. And we don't have that. We will at some point. I'm fairly confident. But right now it's all new terrain. And that's exciting too. I realized yesterday, I had referred to the players in the game that I'm going to be running as them, as though they weren't a part of us. And by us, I mean those of us either talking or listening at this point. And that is very much a disservice to them, because they are us. The it's weird that the persona that I talk to when I'm walking down the street is this amalgam of friends and family and a the notion that that is evolving should not surprise me. But it does. And that's just an awareness, I guess, of life-lifing. So I'm redefining everything. Jesus, it's exhausting. Not exhausting. It's a lot going on. Some of my head's spinning. I'm just, there's so much wonderful new going on in my life right now. And that's a wonderful thing, and that's awesome. But it's also, for someone whose life has been fairly static, socially speaking, for the last few years, these last several months here have been a whirlwind, a wonderful, marvelous whirlwind of discovery and finding remarkable people to share coffee with, to share Italian food with. Morning. Games, music, life, to share life with. I'm really pretty frickin' fortunate. And I have coffee. So I'm doubly blessed. Talking about the epiphany I had yesterday about the game, that has continued to roll out in my brain, and I'm finding new ways to build it and evolve it. One thing that I became aware of is that I don't know how the players are going to fit into the story that I want to tell, because I don't know their characters. I don't know the engine that's going to drive the story, and that engine is always the players and their characters. And that's another intriguing discovery. I've never gamed with these people before. I don't know what jazzes them, what excites them in their games. So that's going to be another bit of back and forth as the game progresses, is understanding their cadence, their rhythm, their interests and passions in a gaming environment. So discovery, that's the watchword of the day. Discovering not just about all of these marvelous people that have come into my life, but inevitably, when you do that, you start learning about yourself. You know, having new friends, new lovers, new gaming buddies, whatever. Every person in your life that you've allowed in your life, that you've welcomed into your life, is a new way to discover you, a new set of, I don't know, it's like radar pings. You know, we going through life, you're constantly emanating your signal. And yes, good morning. And when you bring new people into that sphere of caring and attention, then the radar pings that you get back from your signal are different. They're unique for each individual. And inevitably, you learn about your signal as much as you learn about the person pinging it back to you. Because it's your signal. So there's a bounce. And it bounces. I'm blathering. Hopefully that made sense. I am so past Jameson Square. I am practically back in my apartment building right now. And there we go. So I'm gonna wrap this up very quickly. It's Friday, fabulous Friday. The weekend is practically upon us, like a cresting wave getting ready to crash upon the surf of our lives. Ride that wave. Savor that last day before the weekend. I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope your signal is pinged back to you in intriguing ways, enlightening ways. Ways that show you as much about yourself as it does about the things that you're pinging off of and people you're pinging off of. I hope you have a lovely day. And I hope you make something. Because Zig Zag always says, despite everything, create. Zig Zag's right. Despite everything, whatever other madness and pandemonium and cacophony is unfolding in your life, make something. Create something. Some small thing for you, for someone else. And love fearlessly. As strange as it may feel sometimes, it always adds to your own world when you do. And I will do the same, I promise. And I will talk to you soon.